You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Tuesday edition. And yes, Hurricane, now Tropical Storm Harvey, is still in the news. Some good news, though. We're getting some sunshine over Houston. There's still the floodwaters, though, are rising, and the reservoirs are overflowing. And the dams in the area are releasing water. They have to do it because it puts too much. If you don't do it, you get too much pressure buildup, and the worst thing could happen is the dams fail. So they have to release water into an already flooded situation, and it looks like this will be a record rainfall of 50 inches or more. It was creeping up. It was over 4 feet, and through the day now it's right at, if not over, 50 inches. And that's the bad news. The good news is the storm front is moving further east and north into Louisiana, and Louisiana is getting hard hit with a lot of rain. And both areas along the both Houston, along the Gulf Coast in Texas and in Louisiana, there are a lot of oil refineries there, and they're all closed. A few are flooded. They had to shut down operations. They're not online. They're not producing gasoline and other products, and that will probably continue for until the floodwaters go down. So it's going to be a couple of days, if not a couple of weeks, before we're back to normal production in terms of the oil refineries. Keep in mind, about 30%, right around there, is of the total U.S. refinery capacity is in the Houston, Louisiana area. The refineries around Houston have about 14%. So if you add the two together, you're talking about 18%. And then you have refineries in Louisiana that are shut down. And what does that mean for you and me? It means higher gas prices. In Dallas, they've already gone up 20 cents. And many are saying it'll probably go up another 15 to 20 cents. But as soon as those refineries are back online producing gasoline, they have more than enough petroleum or oil. Oil prices are actually going down. And the reason is they have so much supply, and when the refineries are not producing, the supply of oil is going to go up, up, and up. So once the refineries get back online, you should anticipate a fall back to where gas prices were. Some are saying it'll go under $2. I'm a little skeptical of that, but that's probably at least 4, 5, 6 weeks away. It's going to be a good solid week to 10 days before all of these oil refineries are back online. But first they got to inspect to see what the damage is. We don't really know. I'm somewhat speculating here. They are shut down, and until the floodwaters recede, and that's going to take a little time, they don't know the extent of damage. Hopefully there is not much. I think there will be some flood damage, and we've already seen some pictures in the refining area of damage, but it's the extent and how quickly they can be repaired and that capacity again online, and that will help everyone. But initially, there was the predicted surge or spike in gasoline prices, and that's not going to come down for at least another couple of days. And hopefully it will be snapping back. So it's kind of a spike up for a couple of days and a spike down. Or I think more realistic, you're going to see at least a week of rising prices followed by a week of falling prices. And the question is, will they continue to go further down under $2? I hope they do. And that affects most Americans. I'm in Dallas, so I've already seen those coming and going to the studio. I pass several retail gas stations, so, and you see it as large as life. And it has jumped. I think it's over $2.33. And I don't think it wouldn't surprise me if it goes to $2.50 before it starts going back down. And I don't like $2.50, but I can wait it out for probably a good 3 weeks. I'm probably good until middle to late September before I have to fill up again. And even though I get most of my gas through, I shop at Kroger and I have a loyalty card, and for every $100 that you purchase, you get 10 cents off a gallon. And that saved me some money, and I always take advantage of that. I usually fill up when I'm nearly out of gas, but I don't travel that much, and it is somewhat convenient for me to do this. So I was a little bit fortunate. I think, it was last Wednesday that I filled up my tank. And that's usually going to be good, I'd say, to about the 20th of September. Remember, we have the holidays coming up, Labor Day weekend. Don't forget Labor Day weekend. And it's going to be over that Labor Day weekend that the Houston area, the coast area, will gradually, the floodwaters will recede, cleanup will begin. And then the rebuilding of the residential, both homes and apartments, there's going to be a lot of construction in that area because a lot of homes, houses, apartments were damaged, as well as cars. So there's going to be a lot of, and I mean total, because many try to get out at the last minute, waited too long, and got stuck on highways, and that's where they are. And if they're lucky, they're on the high part of the highway. If they're not, their car is flooded. Probably totaled. Hopefully their insurance covers it, both for auto and home. Many have insurance, but many not. And like I said on last show, the big impact, besides, it looks like the death toll is about 30 right now. It's more than double since yesterday. I fully believe that once they get the highways operating and look into a lot of buildings that were flooded, we're going to find more bodies. And it probably will rise, could even, definitely, I think, is going to go over 50, probably could go to 100. We're not out of the woods here in Texas on this, but I'm really proud of the Texans that have helped out, both in terms of money, resources, to help their fellow Texans in Houston and the surrounding areas. I know they appreciate it. Many people lost everything, and I mean everything, all their clothing, all their furnishings, all their irreplaceable photographs, documents, and their home, and many of them will lose their jobs because many of these businesses simply will not be reopening. So it's gotten worse in the sense that the flooding is still going on, the waters are still rising, but with the front, the storm moving off, and the sun coming out, slowly but surely, the recovery of Houston is commencing, and it should take weeks. This is not going to be fixed in a day or a week or a month. It's really going to take many weeks, many months. Now, a lot of it will be restored fairly quickly once the water is out of there, but the construction work and the businesses, many of them can open. I don't want to paint a too grim picture, but if you're a small business owner, you might not have the financial resources to first repair and replace if you carry inventory. And even if you can, it's going to take some time. Now, if they rebuild and reopen, you probably still have a job. But many businesses never reopen when something like this happens. They go out of business. They go bankrupt. They don't have the financial resources to start again because in many cases, they've taken many years to build up this business. And then in one natural disaster that hopefully doesn't occur for another 500 years, I don't know how they come up with the 500 years, but it's many years since we've had this type of flooding. We've had worse hurricanes, but it's if you're in Texas and Florida or other states, you and have experienced, and you really need to experience, not you shouldn't go out of your way to experience, but if you experienced a hurricane, a typhoon, or cyclone, they go by different names, you know that the damage is primarily related water damage, flooding, because these events typically go on for many days. And if the water has nowhere to go, and what made this particularly bad, the tropical storm simply was moving very slow and was not moving away from the area. As a matter of fact, it actually looped back. It went back to the coast, picked up some water, some energy, came back, but fortunately is moving towards Louisiana, Arkansas, north and east, as well as Mississippi. The brunt will be Louisiana along the coast, and they have refineries too. Keep that in mind. So this is very much a continuing developing story. And I saw many videos of what I would call heroes, people rescuing people that were trapped, many elderly people in wheelchairs just simply could not get out, or the floods occurred so quickly they were trapped in their homes and had to be carried out. And the people rescuing them, they weren't in cars and trucks, they were in boats. That's why I say bring your boats. If you're going to help out, they need boats, these flat boats or boats, because that is right now and will be for a little while the way to rescue people. They're using helicopters, they're bringing military, Navy, Air Force, rescue helicopters. And that's still going on, and I want to emphasize that. We're not over this. We're rescuing people. And you really have to check the houses. And we're clearly going to rescue people that can at least track the attention of a boat going by and flag them down to get out. But some of these people are trapped. They're not that mobile. They're elderly. Many of them need medication. That's what you need to keep that in mind. And they normally rely on others that can't get to them. So you're literally going to have to check resident by resident and building by building to see, did anyone drown or is still in the structure? And remember, this hurricane hit the area, hit landfall about midnight Friday, right around midnight. And it was raining before then. So this has been going on not quite a week. You have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. This is the 6-day, 7-day, and barring another hurricane or another tropical storm coming over, Houston and the immediate area, and they need a good solid month of sunshine. They definitely need sunshine to just dry out this entire area, and that's what it's going to take. And there's going to be a lot of activity, mainly in construction. And hopefully by this time, October, we'll be in, the end of September. This will be history. But if there's long-term damage, and I think many of these businesses, it's long-term, it's not going to be get back to really normal for a good year, because there's going to be a lot of rebuilding, not only of buildings, but inventories. I saw many tractors, dealerships, cars. Now, many of them try to get the vehicles out, but you only have so much time, so much warning. And given how pervasive the flooding is, and it is pervasive, if you didn't get out this time last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the latest in my book, you probably took the advice of the mayor of Houston and stayed where you are. And that might have been good advice, because the worst thing to happen is to be on the highways when there are flooding, because people got trapped in their cars on the highways and people got killed in their cars. A family, except for one, got totally killed. I think 6 people were killed. Regrettable. They were fleeing. They were evacuating, and they unfortunately got on a part of road that was flooded. It's very deceptive. You don't know how deep the water is. So you might be in a stretch of highway, no problems. Then it starts to get a little water, and before you know it, it's over the window sill of the car. Your car is flooded, and people die. And this involved children, a family. Sad. It's a tragedy. And only one person escaped. And the death count, last time I checked, it's over 30 and rising. And as the floodwaters slowly subside. I'm afraid we're going to find more. People have been injured. And one of the problems is hospitals. Many hospitals have had to close for the simple reason that people that man those hospitals, nurses, doctors, surgeons, couldn't get in. Property damage, the loss of life, injury, of flooding from hurricanes, that is what does most, if not all, of the damage. Yeah, you're going to have some wind damage, storm surge damage, especially if you're on the coast or live in a mobile home. Mobile homes tend to flip over in high winds. And if you're in a flood area, they flood. But I've seen both poor neighborhoods as well as rich neighborhoods flooded. It really spared no area. The common denominator is they're near bayous, rivers, streams. They flooded, and the water just simply, as more and more rained down, it just flooded, backed up into their homes, into their businesses, into buildings. And it continues. Even as the sun came up today, late in the afternoon, and tomorrow for sure, it will be. This is going to be many, many weeks before we're anywhere near back to normal. And you've seen the pictures, the photographs, the videos. I can't add to that other than to say gas prices will be going up. And everything I'm hearing, as long as not permanent damage, in other words, those refineries can quickly be brought back online, it's going to take at least a couple of days, if not a week. But once that happens, gasoline prices, just as they quickly spiked up, will spike down. So if you have a full tank, nurse it, because I really think it's going to be at least 2 or 3 weeks before the prices go back to where they were prior to Hurricane Harvey that, like I said, I thought snuck up on a lot of people. I didn't follow it that closely. I knew there was one out there, but I didn't know really how severe it was. And it was really only Friday, late Friday, that I learned that it was now Category 4. And now, as of yesterday, it became a storm, and it's moving off, and that's good. It just took its time doing it, and that's what's made this a very deadly, historic, catastrophic event. Now, as I said yesterday, President Trump and the First Lady did come to Texas. They smartly stayed out of Houston, where most of the flooding is. Not all the flooding, but the lion's share of the damage, especially from the floods, is in the Houston and the surrounding suburbs. So they went to Corpus Christi, met with the governor, got a briefing as to where the damage is, the extent of the damage, what's going on, to see firsthand. Generally, President Trump is getting good marks in terms of what the federal government has done in terms of responding. So we're not getting a replay of Katrina, where George Bush, I think unfairly, he flew over in Air Force One the area, and that just it was a bad photo op. And the problem there was the local governments, the city and the state, waited and waited and waited. It's not that the federal government didn't respond. I think you have to be very proactive in this and not wait to wait for the federal government to tell you what to do. And I emphasized that yesterday. Don't depend on the government, because sometimes they're timely and provide the support. Many times they're not. You have to be responsible for yourself, your family, really your neighbors if you can, help them out. And you are the best judge of your situation, where you're living. I don't know where you're living. Some rode out this hurricane in Houston, no problem. They stocked up on food. They knew where they were, that they were not going to be flooded even in the worst situation. Remember, Friday, because I was watching these weather forecasts, they were predicting, and they were discounting the predictions, that we could have rainfall of 40, 50, or even 60 inches, but we really don't believe it because we've never seen it. Now, we could have 20 to 30, but that was most likely. We most likely would not see 40 or 50. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's over 50. In many areas, it's over 50. Most of these areas that are flooded at least soar 2 or 3 feet, many 4 feet. Now, we didn't get to 5 feet. thank God. But this is a record. And that means flooding, and you knew where you were and had a fair idea whether or not you were going to be flooded out. Now, some people gambled, and they're paying the price. They've lost their house, their household goods, their furniture, clothing, documents, and either going to have to spend a lot of money refurbishing, rebuilding, and replacing all of that. And the sad part is many businesses will close, and you can't. If businesses close, then you don't have a job if you're working for someone. So that's why I say you got to look out for number one and be very careful. Investigate this all by yourself. I want to play briefly. I got the signal that I got to wrap it up. But I wanted to play what President Trump said today in Texas in case you haven't heard it. This is President Trump in Corpus Christi today. He then went to Austin. Remember, the Corpus Christi area was somewhat south of where this really hit. Now, there was a lot of rain and wind. Let's listen to the president.
Thank you, everybody. I just want to say we love you. You are special. We're here to take care. It's going well. And I want to thank you for coming out. We're going to get you back and operating immediately. Thank you, everybody. What a crowd. What a turnout. I want to thank our governor. Your governor has done a fantastic job. Governor Abbott, thank you very much. Who's right here someplace. He's right here. So we just want to thank your governor, Senator Cruz, Senator Cornyn, everybody, Dan. We want to thank the whole group. This has been a total cooperative effort. Again, we will see you soon. I will tell you, this is historic. It's epic what happened. But you know what? It happened in Texas, and Texas can handle anything. Thank you all, folks. Thank you. Thank you.
That was President Trump earlier today. Anyway, President Trump was in Corpus Christi, gave a brief, very brief speech, couple of minutes, then proceeded to go to Austin, Texas, the capital of Texas, where the University of Texas is, meeting with government officials, state officials there. And then tomorrow, he's going to give a speech on taxes, which is one of my favorite subjects. So we'll have, starting Wednesday, we will give you a brief update of what's happening with Harvey. But we'll get back to regular coverage of news events, both what President Trump is doing, as well as what's happening in the United States, as well as worldwide, especially in North Korea. They did fire a missile over Japan, and the question is, well, what do we do? We're sort of out of diplomatic options with North Korea, but if you listen to the show, you know my recommendation is that China created, gave the technical, the technology, the financial resources for North Korea to develop both their missile and nuclear capability. It's really a communist Chinese problem, and privately we should tell the Chinese we want North Korea to cease and desist developing both missiles, long-range intercontinental missiles, as well as nuclear weapons, and if you don't succeed in having that accomplished, we will put an immediate embargo starting 1 January on all Chinese imported as well as exported goods and services. That'll get their attention real quick. It's a Chinese communist problem. Solve it. Let them solve it. And if they can't solve it, they will pay a very stiff price. And at some point, there's really, diplomacy is not working, and there are very few military options. But you need to go through those options. And this is very much a negotiation, and that's what Donald Trump prides himself in, and this administration prides themselves in. Well, you need to start negotiating and bringing leverage on communist China to stop what North Korea is doing. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.